All right, let's jump right in, shall we? Today we're taking a deep dive into first aid preparedness in South African workplaces. And we're going to be drawing on some insights from the Lifeline of Workplace Safety.
Okay.
And this is something that I think a lot of people might think of as just ticking boxes and making sure you're compliant.
Right.
But it's really about being prepared for when those critical moments happen. And seconds can actually make a difference.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know,
it can actually be the difference between life and death, really.
Absolutely. It's easy to sort of fall into that trap of thinking, oh, it'll never happen to us.
Right.
But, you know, emergencies can happen anywhere at any time. And when they do, being prepared can make a world of difference.
Yeah. And I was really interested when I was reading this source in how they talked about the first aid register.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people might just think of that as a boring old log book, but it's really a valuable tool. And this source kind of made me think of it as like a medical detective's notebook. It's all about, you know, finding clues and patterns that can help you prevent future incidents.
That's a great way to think about it. And it's true when you think about it, right? If you imagine your register and you suddenly see there's a spike in eye injuries.
Right.
Specifically happening on Tuesdays. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a machine that needs maintenance after the weekend, or perhaps you're seeing a pattern of cuts happening late in the shift on a particular production line.
Right.
That might suggest that there's some fatigue setting in, or maybe even a need to adjust the lighting in that area.
Wow. So you're really saying that it's not just about recording the incident itself.
No.
It's about noting the details, like when it happened and where it happened, what the person was doing. And all of that can reveal these kind of hidden dangers.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the context and then using that information to be proactive and prevent it from happening again.
And this data also, I mean, we're talking about preventing incidents, but then when it comes to workplace compensation claims,
yeah,
this becomes really important.
It is essential. It provides an objective record of what happened.
Right.
So it protects both the worker and the employer and ensures fairness in the system.
Yeah, so everyone's protected. Let's move on to something that I think everyone's probably pretty familiar with, which is the first aid kit.
Okay.
But this excerpt really kind of made me rethink my whole approach to first aid kits.
In what way?
You know, I've always been kind of a set it and forget it kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
But reading this, I thought to myself, would I really feel comfortable using an old dusty first aid kit on a loved one in an emergency?
It really makes you stop and think, doesn't it? And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
We need to be regularly checking those kits, replacing items that are expired, making sure everything is in working order.
And it's not just about expiration dates, is it?
No. You've got to think about customizing that kit to your specific workplace.
Right.
So a construction site is going to have very different needs than an office environment.
I mean, just picturing it, you're on a construction site, someone's had a nasty fall.
Yeah.
You're going to need heavy-duty bandages, splints.
Absolutely.
Eye wash stations.
You got it.
Those little adhesive bandages for paper cuts aren't going to be very helpful in that situation.
No, not at all.
Whereas in an office, you might be more focused on burns cuts, maybe even allergic reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about assessing your risks and then tailoring your kit to meet those needs.
Exactly. Preparation is key.
So we've got a register acting as our detective's tool.
Yeah.
We've got our customized first aid kit ready to go.
Right.
And that brings us to our third crucial element, the trained first aiders.
Absolutely.
And the excerpt really highlighted that simply meeting that minimum number of required first aiders, that's not enough.
We need to think a bit more strategically about it.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, imagine a massive factory and your only trained first aider is way over on the other side of the building.
Okay.
And then an incident happens on your side.
No.
Those minutes spent running across that factory,
yeah,
they could be critical.
So it's about accessibility, making sure that you have trained first aiders readily available throughout the workplace.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just location, too.
What else do we need to consider?
We have to think about shift patterns, leave schedules.
Right.
What happens if your only trained first aider is on vacation during a night shift?
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. So having those trained personnel strategically placed and available at all times is really what makes a difference when those seconds count.
Okay, so we've got these three key pillars for workplace first aid.
Mm.
The register, the kit, the trained personnel.
Mm.
But I think for a lot of businesses, particularly smaller businesses, it can feel really overwhelming.
I understand that.
To manage all of that.
It's a lot to juggle.
And that's where I thought this source brought up a really interesting solution, which is Safety Wallet's HSMS. Their health and safety management system.
A great tool.
It seems like it can really make this whole process a lot smoother.
What I really appreciate about Safety Wallet is that they don't just take a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
It's a comprehensive system that's designed to help businesses address the very challenges we've been talking about.
And I was looking at their website, and I was really impressed with all the different features that they offer.
It's quite comprehensive.
Things like automated reminders for kit checks and training renewals, even access to safety consultants who can provide personalized advice.
Yeah, taking a lot of the guesswork and the burden off of the business owners.
Yeah, and they even have an AI companion.
Oh, yes.
Called Wally.
Wally is fantastic.
It's like having a virtual safety expert available 24/7.
Exactly, and it's constantly learning and evolving.
And then they also have proactive risk management solutions as well.
That's right. It's not just about reacting to incidents that have already happened.
Right.
It's about identifying potential hazards.
Yeah.
And putting measures in place to prevent them from happening in the first place.
So being proactive, being preventative.
Absolutely. A much more holistic approach to safety.
And that's really about creating a culture of safety, isn't it? It is. And that's where their incident management process comes in as well.
Oh, tell me about that.
So they provide this very structured and streamlined process for managing incidents.
Okay.
Which helps businesses learn from what happened and prevent similar incidents from happening in the future.
So it's all about continuous improvement.
Exactly. Yeah. Always learning, always striving to be better.
I love that. And they even have a platform where subscribers can connect with other health and safety professionals.
It's fantastic. It's a real community of practice.
Yeah. Sharing knowledge, best practices.
Yeah.
All working together to make workplaces safer.
A collaborative effort.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Mm. But, you know, I think what's really come out of this discussion is that first aid preparedness is about so much more than just ticking those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating this work environment where everyone feels safe, supported, and where their well-being is truly a top priority.
It's about fostering a culture of care and responsibility.
And we've seen how a tool like Safety Wallet can really play a key role in helping businesses achieve that.
Absolutely. It's a powerful resource.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what are some of the key takeaways that you would want our listeners to really remember?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that preparedness isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a change in mindset, a commitment to continuous learning,
right,
and a willingness to adapt and embrace new technologies and strategies.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, and it's one that we all need to be on together.
And thinking about our listeners and their own workplaces, what's one question that you would want them to be asking themselves right now?
I would ask them this. Given what we've discussed, what is one change that you could make in your workplace tomorrow to improve preparedness? It doesn't have to be a huge overhaul. Even a small step in the right direction can make a big difference.
So before we were talking about the importance of first aid preparedness and how Safety Wallet's HSMS system can be a real game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But let's step back for a second and think about the bigger picture here. You know, we touched on legal compliance, but what about the human side of all of this?
Yeah, that's a really important point. You know, preparedness isn't just about avoiding fines or lawsuits.
Right.
It's about demonstrating a genuine care for your workforce.
Mm-hmm.
When employees see that their employer is truly invested in their safety.
Right.
It builds trust. It builds loyalty.
Absolutely. It creates this sense of we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Which is so important for morale and even productivity.
Absolutely. Knowing that you're working in a safe environment can make a huge difference in how you approach your work.
Yeah, and let's not forget the psychological impact as well.
Oh, absolutely.
If an incident does occur, knowing that there's a plan in place that people are trained and ready to respond, that can really reduce stress and anxiety.
It's about that peace of mind, knowing that you're not alone, that there's support available if you need it.
Okay, so we've talked about the register as this tool for analysis. We've talked about the customized kit.
Right.
The importance of accessible, trained first aiders.
Mm-hmm.
What are some specific things that listeners can do to start implementing these ideas in their own workplaces?
Well, a good first step is to really take a look at your existing first aid register.
Okay.
Are you just recording the bare minimum information, or are you capturing those details that can help you identify those patterns and trends?
So things like the time of day, the specific location, maybe even the task, that the person was doing when the incident happened.
Exactly. All those little details that can give you a clue as to what might be contributing to these incidents.
And don't just file that register away.
No, absolutely not.
Take some time to analyze it. Look for those recurring issues that might be slipping under the radar.
Exactly. You know, maybe those Tuesday eye injuries could be prevented with some simple machine maintenance.
No, right.
Maybe adjusting the lighting in a particular work area could reduce those late shift cuts.
So it's really about becoming a detective using those clues to make your workplace safer.
Exactly.
What about the first aid kit? What are some practical steps there?
I would really recommend involving your employees in this process. You know, walk through the workplace together. Identify potential hazards.
Okay.
And really think about what supplies you would need to respond effectively in each scenario.
So it's not just about grabbing a pre-made kit off the shelf. It's about creating a kit that's tailored to your specific needs.
Exactly. And remember, those regular checks and replacements are non-negotiable.
Right.
Don't wait for an emergency to realize that your bandages are expired or your antiseptic has dried up.
And what about those trained first aiders? How do we ensure accessibility and coverage across different shifts and locations?
Communication is key here. Talk to your employees, find out who might be interested in receiving first aid training.
Okay.
Make sure you have adequate coverage across all shifts and consider offering refresher courses to keep those skills sharp.
Right. So it's about creating that culture of preparedness where everyone feels empowered to contribute to a safer work environment.
Exactly.
And we've seen how Safety Wallet can be a powerful tool in achieving that.
Absolutely. Their platform goes beyond just compliance, you know, offering resources for risk management, incident reporting, even connecting with other safety professionals.
It's really about having a partner in your journey towards workplace safety.
What I find particularly valuable is their commitment to staying ahead of the curve.
Right.
They're constantly updating their platform with new features and resources, ensuring that their subscribers have access to the latest information and best practices.
But even with the best tools and systems in place, it really comes back to that individual sense of responsibility, doesn't it?
It does. You know, technology can provide valuable support, but it's ultimately up to each of us to be aware of our surroundings, to identify potential hazards,
right,
and to take action to mitigate those risks.
It's about shifting from that passive, someone else will take care of it mentality to a more active, I have a role to play in keeping myself and my colleagues safe.
Exactly.
And that brings us back to that really powerful question that you posed earlier.
About making one change.
Yeah. What one change could I make in my workplace tomorrow to improve preparedness?
That's the question I want our listeners to really sit with, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this grand gesture. It could be as simple as checking the expiration dates on your first aid kit or volunteering to receive first aid training.
Right. Every small step, every proactive choice contributes to a safer and healthier work environment.
Absolutely.
And that ultimately is what we're all striving for. It's really amazing how even those small changes can have a ripple effect when you start thinking about safety.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about some concrete steps like analyzing the first aid register, customizing your kit.
Right.
But what about that bigger shift in mindset?
Yeah.
How do we cultivate that culture of preparedness that you mentioned earlier?
Well, I think it really starts with leadership.
Okay.
You know, when management demonstrates a genuine commitment to safety, it sends a powerful message to the entire workforce.
So it's not just about saying the right words.
Yeah.
It's about actually walking the walk.
Exactly. Making safety a core value that's reflected in every decision and every action.
So leading by example, prioritizing safety training, really making sure that the resources are available.
Absolutely. And it's also about empowering employees to be active participants in the safety process.
Okay.
You know, encourage them to report hazards, to suggest improvements, to share their knowledge and experiences.
Right.
Create a culture where everyone feels comfortable speaking up about safety concerns.
So it's about moving away from that top-down approach.
Exactly.
Where safety is seen as someone else's responsibility and creating this shared sense of ownership.
That's the key. You know, when everyone feels empowered to contribute, that's when you truly create that culture of preparedness.
And it's not just about preventing accidents either.
No.
It's about fostering this work environment where everyone feels valued, respected, and supported.
Absolutely.
And that sense of well-being is so important, you know, not just for physical safety, but for mental health as well.
Oh, for sure.
Knowing that you're working in a place where your safety is a top priority can have a huge impact on your overall well-being.
It creates a more positive and productive work environment where people feel confident and motivated to do their best work.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we've covered a lot. We looked at the specific tools and strategies for improving first aid preparedness, like analyzing the register, customizing your kit, making sure that you have trained first aiders who are accessible.
Right.
We even explored some really fascinating features of Safety Wallet's HSMS.
A great system.
But I think the biggest takeaway for me is that shift in mindset that moved towards a culture of preparedness.
I completely agree. And it's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
It requires ongoing effort, constant learning, and a willingness to adapt and evolve.
And going back to that question that we posed earlier, what one change can you make tomorrow to improve preparedness in your workplace? Hold on to that thought, because even the smallest actions can have a big impact.
Absolutely. It's about taking those first steps, however tentative they may seem, and building momentum from there.
And knowing that you're not alone in this journey, right?
That's right.
There are resources available, tools like Safety Wallet, and a whole community of safety professionals ready to support you.
Absolutely. So let's end this deep dive with a sense of empowerment.
Okay.
You have the power to make a difference in your workplace. You have the power to create a safer, healthier, and more resilient environment for yourself and your colleagues.
That's a fantastic note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into first aid preparedness.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you gained some valuable insights and feel inspired to take action.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.
Absolutely.